Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we have a lovely guest here.
We do.
The lovely Evelyn from the Apollo Theatre. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
Now, you are... What's your role at the Apollo
Theatre? Well, my current role is the art manager for the current season.
Right.
And my role really is to oversee the plays, select them, present them to the committee, find the appropriate director, and then support that venture right through. And the season would go from September right through to July.
That's okay. A lot of work then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, although the structure's changing and it'll be even more work in the future because the new arts manager will hold a post for 3 years under our restructuring.
Right.
So mine is very much an interim role.
Okay.
Oh, right.
We're working closely together, actually.
Are you enjoying it
so far?
Oh,
I love it. I absolutely love it.
So you've got a production coming up very soon.
Yes.
Which is called?
It's called Doubt by Patrick Shanley, but it's called Doubt, a Parable. And that is something I'd very much like to talk to you about.
Yes, please
okay,
do.
Okay, so a parable, that sounds like something from the Bible, but...
Not quite, but it is very close to religion. It's probably the most acclaimed play in recent years.
Hmm.
In 2005, it won a Pulitzer Prize and Tony Awards. It was probably better known in America, because he was an American writer, although Chichester put it on at the beginning of January.
Right.
So that sort of endorses our choice to a degree.
Uh-huh.
And we were concerned about getting permission to perform it, but they did actually allow it. Now, the play itself is about the conflict between a very severe Roman Catholic nun and a priest in the parish. And she suspects him of having interfered with one of the pupils. And the play itself revolves around how that unfolds.
Oh.
Right.
And okay. I would like to read to you the dedication of the author to the Catholic nuns.
Yeah, sure.
Before we start.
Yep.
And he writes in the preface to the play, "This play is dedicated to the many orders of Catholic nuns who've devoted their lives to serving others in hospitals, schools, and retirement homes. Though they have been maligned and ridiculed, who among us have been so generous?"
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, it's very interwoven with his own experience of life.
Mm-hmm.
And although he wrote it in 2004, he sets it in 1964.
Right.
And it's a very deliberate decision and a very powerful one because he's setting it against the background of tremendous movement within the Catholic Church at the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Kennedy had been assassinated in 1963 and he was the first Catholic president ever. The next one is R. Joe Biden now.
Right.
So at the time, it also coincided with what is called Vatican II in the Catholic Church, which is probably the biggest conference ever convened in the world. And that was 2 years in preparation. It was 3 years in delivery. It actually involved two popes and went on for a three-year period. It was John the 23rd and Pope Paul. Now, the issues being examined at the time were the dogma, how it was delivered, the relationship of the Catholic Church to the community generally, and to the rest of the world and the rest of Christianity. And at the end of that time, it didn't contradict its dogma at all, but it did look at how it was being presented and the position of the church. And the church at that point and up to that point put itself forward as the one true Catholic Church. And suddenly, with this new movement, it's reaching out to other areas, to other areas of Christianity. It's looking more towards unity. And it's also changing the relationship with the members of the church itself.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Was it at that point they changed from using Latin in their services
Absolutely.
To English?
In fact, that was one of the very big outcomes. The Mass is suddenly in the vernacular, although even on the island you can still find a Latin Mass.
Well, I think you can pretty much anywhere in the world.
Sorry?
If you know where to, you can pretty much anywhere in the world if you know where to look.
And there are people who welcome that. I've lived abroad and I've had it in Spanish and I've had it in French, and I probably would have welcomed it in Latin, because you understand that if you grew up with it as a child. Now, that was one of the very firm outcomes. The other was a movement towards involving the laity more, and embracing the community as it was, encouraging people to go out there and read scripture for themselves. It turned the altar round to face the congregation, and it did involve the community much, much more. Now, at the core of the play and the conflict, you have these two characters, and in one sense, this nun represents the old order, and this very progressive priest he represents the new order. So all of that has gone into the play, and there are lines that really almost quote verbatim Vatican II, and it was very important for him to understand this setup. We then come to the concept of parable. What he was after was looking at the values and judgments, and he felt very, very strongly that conviction was a very, very dangerous thing, and that doubt was healthier.
Okay.
Because if you had doubt, you examined what was going on.
Oh,
you
right.
explored it. But if you were convinced, you closed your mind.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're saying that having doubt is an open mind. Is that, I'm not sure about this. I need to investigate it further.
Yeah, absolutely.
So is this what the play explores? Is it?
And this was, it was very important for him to have a vehicle to express that. Now, he at the time of the play setting, he would have been about 14 years of age. He was living in the Bronx in New York in an American-Irish community. It would also have had a lot of Italian Catholics.
Yes.
And obviously all these issues were to the fore. Now, he himself did not believe in God. And yet he was in a Catholic education system. He was, I believe, thrown out of his infant school. I'm sure it wasn't a political view he had then. He, I believe, was expelled from Cardinal Spellman College in New York, and he was in tremendous conflict with his own mother.
Right.
And he does say that he based the character of Sister Aloysius on his mother.
And is that one of the characters in the play, is it?
Yes, one of the very strong characters in the play. Very powerful, strong character in the play. And he also says that he has based other female roles on his mother.
Well, writers write about what they know, don't they?
He really knows the subject. So in terms of the characters, you have four characters, four main characters. We have had a policy through COVID to try and cast smaller plays, especially when we had The Rule of Six.
Yes, it makes sense.
And, of course, this fitted into the category. And we also try and get a balance of plays across the board.
Yeah.
And this is a very, very powerful
Sounds
drama.
Like it, yes. Yeah,
really, really powerful. So the character of Father Flynn, Father Brendan Flynn, he's about sort of 30-ish of the new epoch. He is full of Vatican II and his quotes, wants to take it on board. He's very, very charismatic, very popular in the parish. People really like him. His sermons are really, really inspiring. Kids love him. He teaches in the school as well. He does PE and I suppose some other instruction. And he certainly has quite a lot to do with the boys. Now, Sister Aloysius is a very strict conservative nun. She would be in her sort of 50s and of another era, and she is resistant to the change and firmly believes that what she's been brought up with is absolutely right.
Okay.
There's no moving this woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she lives in a very sort of patriarchal society, in that she would be under the auspices of the parish priest. He, in turn, would be the Monsignor, and so up the pecking order. Mm-hmm. And when she gets, when she becomes suspicious of the fact that he may have interfered with a boy, she's not convinced that if she goes through the steps she should, she'll get her resolution that she wants. And so she undertakes the conflict herself. And she uses every weapon in the book. She wants this man out of her school. And at the time, actually, it was when you had stirrings of a lot of sexual abuse in the Catholic
mm-hmm.
Church.
Yeah.
So, of course, it was very, very relevant in 64, and even when he wrote the play in 2004.
Great.
You also have a Sister James. And Sister James, he actually bases on the character of one of his own teachers.
Okay.
Now, her role would be to be very submissive to the Reverend Mother. That would have been the order mm-hmm. of the day. She would have taken a vow of obedience. And she finds herself in the middle of all of this conflict, and obviously has a mind of her own. And so it's a very difficult role for yeah. her to play. The child is a pupil in her class. She has to report her suspicions, mm. but she's not quite sure who she agrees with mm-hmm. as she goes along. And then into the scenario comes the fourth character, who is a Mrs. Muller. She's the parent of the child, Donald Muller, and she's a black American.
Oh, right, okay.
And at that point in time, there were very few in the Catholic schools, and he's the only black child
mm-hmm.
in the school. He's there for a reason. He's encountered a lot of bullying, and she wants to ensure he does well, so that when he goes on to secondary school, he gets a good placement.
Ooh.
And she has her own agenda.
Of course.
And all four bring to it an incredible drama.
I'm sure
so,
they do.
You've got these characters cast. They're quite heavy parts, aren't they? So
they are.
And you've got members of your team have taken those on.
Yes, we've been very, very fortunate. Our first problem, actually, was to find a suitable black actress.
Well, yes. I was going to ask you that question, but you've brought it up.
Yes.
That was
crucial to the play.
It's tricky on the Isle of Wight.
I was going around the Isle of Wight looking at all the black people, thinking, I might accost you and I might accost you.
You could get in a lot of trouble doing that if you're not careful. But yeah, I was just thinking, that's for casting, that's quite tricky.
Yeah, well, we were very fortunate. The first thing we did was to cast that part in advance of our normal casting and before we applied for a licence.
Yes.
And we were very, very fortunate. We do have a member who is actually playing the part.
That's good.
That's good. That's
excellent. And she is amazing.
I'm sure.
Absolutely amazing. She just feels it intensely. She's very, very moving. And we're absolutely delighted.
So when is this on from and to?
This is the 1st to the 9th of April.
Well, quite mm-hmm. soon then.
Quite soon.
So the director's got any hair left?
Sorry?
Has the director got any hair left at this point?
Yes.
And how can people get...
She's been lucky, actually, with her cast.
How can people get tickets for this?
Well, it's the on the Apollo website, and I'll give you the details. You can apply online to... it's apollo-theatre.org.uk /doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a telephone number, 210-010.
Yeah.
And box office, that tends to be Saturday morning, and when the show is running, between about 6 and 9
okay.
o'clock.
That can't be bad.
Sounds like something worth going to if you're into that kind of thing. I think
absolutely.
Sounds excellent. And I was going to say, brave to put on such a play, but I'm pretty sure it's not brave. It's interesting from the point of view of your cast.
We don't feel brave. We're very excited.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. It's a challenge.
We've
just the word
an
I was looking
incredible
for.
Drama, yeah. And all our characters are absolutely there with their parts.
That's good.
And what we'll be very interested to see will be the audience reaction.
Yeah,
because
sure
the
are.
Author's aim is to get people talking, discussing, and he leaves it all in the air.
So that is at the Apollo Theatre, which is literally around the corner
just
from
up here. The road, yep.
Just up the road, which is a lovely little theatre in the centre of Newport. It used to be a church.
Absolutely.
And it's got a bar.
And it's got a bar and a little cafe, you know, a coffee in the middle, in the break and all the rest of it. And would you price the tickets offhand?
The price, £8.50.
Oh, wow.
And £5 for children and unemployed people.
Okay. Oh, that's really,
so it's
really,
really
good value
for
money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really
especially
good value for money.
Especially in this climate with
indeed.
Yes.
So just check out the Apollo Theatre on Facebook or on their own website and have all those details there. The play is called Doubt. Who's the author again?
Patrick Shanley, John Patrick Shanley.
Sounds like he's really worth seeing.
Yes.
Thanks.
And if they missed it at Chichester, they can
you
catch
come
it
here.
With us.
Yeah. Come here. If you're listening on the mainland, Newport's only a quick bus ride from the Red Jet Terminal, so you can get down to Newport. No problems. What sort of times is it running from and to of a performance?
Sorry?
What are the performance times?
Oh, 7:30. I'm not quite sure what the finishing point is.
Be sort of a couple of hours, would it?
Oh, it'll be less than that. It's a modern play that moves very fast.
Okay.
So it'll be more like your 90-minute show rather than a
lengthy
play.
Okay, that's good. Thanks very much for coming in, Evelyn.
Well, thank you for having me.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.